Hello, Sydney Sloth here. Relax, take a deep breath, and turn on your imagination, because it's time for a bedtime story. As we enter into Advent, let's see how the prophets point the way. Tonight's story comes from Luke chapter 1.
Mary said,
"My soul praises the Lord. My heart is happy because God is my Saviour. I am not important, but God has shown his care for me, his servant girl. From now on, all people will say that I am blessed because the powerful one has done great things for me. His name is holy. God will always give mercy to those who worship him. God's arm is strong. He scatters the people who are proud and think great things about themselves. God brings down rulers from their thrones, and he raises up the humble. God fills the hungry with good things, but he sends the rich away with nothing. God has helped his people, Israel, who serve him. He gave them his mercy. God has done what he promised to our ancestors, to Abraham, and to his children forever."
Mary sings this song when she meets her cousin Elizabeth. They both see how God has blessed them with babies. And Mary excitedly says, "My soul praises the Lord. My heart is happy because God is my Savior." Another way Mary starts her song is to say, "My soul magnifies the Lord." Can I imagine holding a magnifying glass? I look at something small, and it is bigger. What do I imagine I'm looking at? What details do I see? Does God ever seem small in my mind? Do I ever think too little of God? Can I imagine making God bigger in my heart and mind? How big can I imagine God to be? How bright can I imagine God's light? God's glory. As I hear the story again, I listen for all the amazing things Mary says about God.
Mary said,
My soul praises the Lord. My heart is happy because God is my Saviour. I am not important, but God has shown his care for me, his servant girl. From now on, all people will say that I am blessed because the powerful one has done great things for me. His name is holy. God will always give mercy to those who worship him. God's arm is strong. He scatters the people who are proud and think great things about themselves. God brings down rulers from their thrones, and he raises up the humble. God fills the hungry with good things, but he sends the rich away with nothing. God has helped his people, Israel, who serve him. He gave them his mercy. God has done what he promised to our ancestors, to Abraham, and to his children forever.
Like with the prophecies from Isaiah, Mary's words talk about turning things upside down. God casts down the important people and lifts up the lowly. God fills the hungry with good things, but the rich God sends away empty. God keeps the promises of old. What do I hope God will do in the world today? Can I talk to Jesus about that now, like I would to a friend? Protect us, Lord, as we stay awake. Watch over us as we sleep, that awake we may keep watch with Christ, and asleep rest in his peace. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.